Normally at this time, you'd be hearing HealthWise, brought to you by Cottage Pharmacy, 8245 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. But your friends at Cottage Pharmacy want to continue this special Christmas program of selections from Handel's famous oratorio, Messiah. The musical selections are from the 250th anniversary performance of Messiah, as performed by the Academy and Chorus of St. Martin in the Fields, under the direction of the late Sir Neville Mariner. The Messiah was prophesied throughout the Old Testament. In the fullness of time, he came, the unique God-man, born of the Virgin Mary, announced to shepherds, heralded by angels. He lived a perfect life, the righteous for the unrighteous. He died the cruel, horrendous death of the cross. In him alone is the perfect sacrifice for sins. He rose again from the dead on the third day after his death and burial. 40 days later, he ascended into heaven, where he now reigns as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. All of this, George Friedrich Handel develops by one scripture after another, gloriously set to music. And yet the world, fallen humanity unchanged by divine grace, will very ingloriously show its hostility to God until Messiah returns from heaven. Handel picks up the themes of Psalm 2 to powerfully illustrate the conflict that rages around us to this day. Listen to the nations raging together as the peoples of the earth imagine vain things. Dwells in heaven, the God in whom you live and move and have your very being, will hold his adversaries in derision. He shall laugh them to scorn. Those who persist in their futile rebellion, he shall break with a rod of iron. He shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Despite appearances to the eye, faith knows that the Lord God omnipotent reigns in the person of the crucified, resurrected, and ascended Messiah. The kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of the Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. I can't overstate how important it is that you understand the work that Christ Jesus, the Messiah, is doing now as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I will build my church, he says, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The Apostle Paul tells us in the book of Ephesians, the New Testament letter that deals most fully with the church, that Jesus Christ is given as head over all things for the sake of his church. The Messiah didn't come for your self-fulfillment, but to save, to equip, and to build his church in the midst of the world. And that's why the Christian church, the body of men and women and boys and girls that God is saving by grace and gathering to himself, according to the government set out in Holy Scripture, is so very important, and why it's so important for you. Tomorrow is not only the day we call Christmas, even more important, it's the day called the Lord's Day. Everything you hear so powerfully presented by the music of Handel's Messiah is meant to be demonstrated to you each Lord's Day in churches that proclaim this message and that seek to live it out as bodies of people living in union with the Messiah by grace through faith. So tomorrow, be sure to check out a church that's committed to the historic Christian faith. What does that mean? Well, it's committed to the Bible as the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, our final authority for Christian doctrine and life. It's a church committed to making known the gospel of salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And it's committed to forming disciples who will faithfully follow the Messiah, King Jesus, honoring their King in all that they do. Your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, usually bring you HealthWise at this time every Saturday here on WLIE. But for this week, as they wanted you to enjoy this special Christmas program based on Handel's Messiah. We're not done yet, but we want you to hear a bit about Cottage Pharmacy. Remember that Cottage Pharmacy is much more than a pharmacy. They have everything a regular pharmacy has, but they also have a full selection of medical and surgical supplies, a fascinating nutrition department complete with trained nutritionists. You can get that favorite lady in your life, a gift certificate from their med spa, and their boutique has a rich, and I mean a rich, selection of everything from toys and tasty food treats to cosmetics and clothing. And if you mention WLIE 540 AM, you'll receive a 20% discount from the boutique, the med spa, the nutrition department, and on all surgical and medical supplies. So please visit Cottage Pharmacy. That's 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York. See for yourself. Handel's Messiah doesn't end with the Hallelujah Chorus. Now that majestic, awe-inspiring song of praise is the song of the church triumphant now in heaven and of the church militant here on earth. It lifts our hearts in the darkest days of our lives and in the most painful times in our age. See, all may seem as chaos to you, but the Lord God omnipotent reigns. The world may appear to get the victory, but Jesus has overcome the world. And the kingdoms of this world are more and more becoming the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. Kings and governors and princes and presidents will come and go. But Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he shall reign forever and ever. And when Jesus returns in glory at the last day of this world's history, all honor and praise will go to him, because he alone is worthy of our praise. I trust that you know this Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord. If not, come to him now, but come to him as nothing less than your King and your Savior. And if you come to him, join in what will be the thrilling, eternal hymn of new heavens and new earth.
Thank you.
You there. All musical selections in this program were from the 250th anniversary performance of Messiah as performed by the Academy and Chorus of St. Martin in the Fields, under the direction of the late Sir Neville Mariner. And our great thanks to Cottage Pharmacy. They have enabled us to take this time today so that you might hear more from this selections from Handel's Messiah. But once again, thanks to Cottage Pharmacy. They're located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Mention that you heard this program on WLIE Radio, and you'll get a 20% discount on items from the surgical medical department, from the nutrition department, from the med spa, and from the boutique. Again, that's Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, and that is in Woodbury, New York. I'm Bill Shishko, host of A Visit to the Pastor's Study and HealthWise. Thanks for listening. May the richest blessing of Messiah, Christ Jesus the Lord, be with you all.
Been listening to A Visit to the Pastor's Study, a ministry of Reformation Metro New York. Our website is www.reformationmetrony.org. Again, that's www.reformationmetrony.org. For more information on the program, check out our website at www.visitthepastorsstudy.org. That's www.visitthepastorsstudy.org. Listen in next week at 12 noon for another edition of A Visit to the Pastor's Study. Remember, everyone needs a pastor. It's not enough to listen to pastors on the radio or to watch them on television. Everyone needs a biblically faithful pastor, and everyone needs a biblically faithful church. A Visit to the Pastor's Study is a ministry of the Orthodox Presbyterian Churches in the metropolitan New York area. We're no substitute for a faithful pastor in a local church, but we are a supplement. Visit our website, www.visitthepastorsstudy.org, and you'll find the ministry of this program extended right to your electronic device. Here you'll find archives of past programs, a weekly message from Pastor Bill's Pastor's Post, helps for pastors, helps for congregation members, material for officer training, and much more. That's www.visitthepastorsstudy.org. And we also invite you to contact the host of this program, Pastor Bill Shishko. You can email him at visitpastorbill@gmail.com. He'd love to hear from you so that he can bring his pastoral ministry to you personally. That's visitpastorbill@gmail.com. Remember, everyone needs a pastor. And now back to today's edition of A Visit to the Pastor's Study.